When I first started to read poetry, many, many years ago, I was terrified of standing up before a bunch of people. I think it was in Montreal when Leighton and Leonard Cohen were around at the time. But you get over that. You have to get over it. You don't give a shit anymore. That's the point. You know, you let you let things fall wherever they're going to go. And I'm about as free up in front of an audience as I think is possible to be. Homemade beer. Actually, this is a story of when my wife and I had a little disagreement. It's something that no married man should take a chance on, but I did. Homemade beer. I was justly annoyed 10 years ago in Vancouver, making beer in a crock under the kitchen table, and this next-door youngster, playing with my own kid, managed to sit down in it and emerged with one end malted. With excessive moderation, I yodeled at him, "Keep your eyes out of my beer," and the little monster fled. Whereupon my wife appeared from the bathroom, where she'd been brooding for days over the injustice of being a woman, attacked me with a broom. With commendable savoir-faire, I broke the broom across my knee. It hurt, too. And then she grabbed the bread knife, made for me, with fairly obvious intentions. I tore open my shirt and told her calmly, with bared breast and a minimum of boredom, "Go ahead, strike, go ahead." Icicles dropped from her fiery eyes. She snarled, "I wouldn't want to go to jail for killing anything like you." I could see at once that she loved me, though it was cleverly concealed. For the next few weeks, I had to distribute the meals she prepared among neighboring dogs because of the rat poison, and addressed her as Mrs. Borgia. That was a long time ago, and while at the time I deplored her lack of self-control, I find myself sentimental about it now, for it can never happen again. September 22nd, 1964, P.S. I was wrong.